Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Good morning, I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Here are the stories we're following today.
First, we have the latest on the legal entanglements of Donald Trump. The former president is set to appear in a Washington federal court today to face charges he conspired to obstruct the 2020 presidential election. Bloomberg's Amy Morris has details from our 99.1 newsroom in Washington.
The hearing will likely be short, with Trump's attorneys doing most of the talking. Trump is expected to be arraigned in person. That means he'll have to enter an initial plea. U.S. Marshals Service spokesman Drew Wade says Trump will be processed first. He'll have his fingerprints taken digitally. He'll be required to provide his social security number, date of birth, address, and other personal information. But there will be no mugshot, since he is easily recognizable and there are many photographs already available. He will not be placed under arrest, as this was a summons for his appearance in court, not an arrest warrant. Today's hearing is set for 4 p.m. Eastern Time. In Washington, I'm Amy Morris, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Amy, thank you. Well, the latest charges against former President Trump may be worse than Watergate. That's what we're hearing from someone with firsthand knowledge of the subject. John Dean served as White House counsel for President Nixon during Watergate.
Nixon's Watergate was like a lightning bug. Trump's behavior is like a lightning storm in that it threatens the entire structure of our democracy.
Former White House counsel John Dean was a guest on Bloomberg Sound On. Catch the show weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on Bloomberg Radio or listen on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
And with former President Trump's arraignment today, Karen, U.S. Capitol Police are preparing for large and possibly rowdy crowds. Bloomberg's Ed Baxter has that part of the story.
The Capitol, of course, is a bit on edge for obvious reasons. Capitol Police had a report of an active shooter yesterday, and this time around, Police Chief Thomas Manger says they're in coordination with their partners.
We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. We've had a couple of phone calls today, so yeah, we're prepared.
Trump will head into the courthouse through an underground entrance and may not even be seen during the entire proceeding. In San Francisco, I'm Ed Baxter, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Ed, thank you. Meanwhile, we're learning more about the proposed plea deal between Hunter Biden and prosecutors. A judge has unsealed the proposal. It shows Hunter Biden earned more than $4 million from a Ukrainian energy company, a Chinese private equity firm, and other sources. That's over the course of 2 years, where the agreement says he descended deeper into substance abuse. A lawyer for Biden did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
Let's turn back to the markets now, Karen, where much of the commentary remains focused on this week's downgrade of the U.S. credit rating. Now, two former Treasury secretaries are flagging concerns over the nation's long-term fiscal challenges. Timothy Geithner says the U.S. has enormous capacity to deal with its budget deficit. The man he succeeded, Hank Paulson, agrees, but Paulson says the government needs to act.
We're a rich country, and we've got time to deal with it. But we need to do some things in the next few years to change that trajectory.
Hank Paulson and Timothy Geithner spoke to our David Westin on Bloomberg's Wall Street Week. You can catch the entire conversation tomorrow at 6 p.m. Wall Street time on Bloomberg Television or subscribe to the Bloomberg Wall Street Week podcast. It's available on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen.
And Nathan, the news from Fitch Ratings appears to be putting the brakes on this year's stock rally. Bloomberg's John Tucker joins us with the details. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Karen. The S&P 500 racked up its worst day since April, falling 1.4%. The high-flying NASDAQ 100 registered a 2% sell-off. It was a confluence of events fueling the sell-off. There was the Fitch downgrading U.S. debt, then a hotter-than-expected jobs report from ADP that fueled inflation concerns. And then the government announced announced it would have to sell more debt to pay the cost of a ballooning deficit. That also had Treasuries sell off, pushing 10-year yields to around 4.15%. That's the highest this year. And the sell-off comes just as a host of market gurus were upping their year-end forecasts. In New York, I'm John Tucker, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, John, thank you. Overseas today, we are following the latest policy decision from the Bank of England. Economists anticipate at least a quarter percentage point increase, with a strong chance the central bank hikes as much as 50 basis points. That decision comes at 7 a.m. Wall Street time.
And we're also following earnings, Nathan. This afternoon, we get results from Apple and Amazon. Apple is expected to report its third consecutive year-over-year revenue decline, while traders are watching Amazon for word on growth in its cloud computing business.
Well, we've already got earnings, Karen, from one big tech heavyweight, Qualcomm's forecasts disappointed, and the shares right now are down 8.5%. We get the details from Bloomberg's Charlie Pellett.
It indicates that demand for mobile devices remains weak, even as the industry emerges from a glut. Qualcomm said sales will be $8.1 billion to $8.9 billion. The midpoint of that range is well below the $8.79 billion average estimate compiled by Bloomberg. The outlook renews concerns about a smartphone industry contending with its worst downturn in years. In New York, Charlie Pellett, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Charlie, thanks. Well, shares of Robinhood are also feeling the pain this morning. They're down 6% after monthly active users missed estimates. Robinhood reported net revenue that outperformed, but also said that crypto revenue fell 47% from the prior year. Time now for a look at some of the other stories making news around the world. For that, we're joined by Bloomberg's Amy Morris. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Karen. The State Department has ordered non-emergency U.S. government employees and eligible family members to leave the U.S. embassy in Niger after a coup in that country. And now comes word the Wagner mercenary group is operating nearby Mali. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We don't know how he's being treated. We don't know if he's eaten. We don't know if he's being tortured. We don't know if he's...
Any attempt by the military leaders in Niger to bring the Wagner forces into Niger would be a sign, yet another sign, that they do not have the best interests of the Nigerian people at heart.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says they are also advising U.S. citizens to not travel to Niger. It's been more than 2 weeks since 23-year-old U.S. Army Private Second Class Travis King ran across the demilitarized zone into North Korea. His family speaking out. His uncle Myron Gates telling ABC's Good Morning America that they are looking for any information, but the UN command says it's not giving out any details about Pyongyang's response at this time because it, quote, doesn't want to interfere with the efforts to bring him home. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is cutting his Italy vacation short following the death of Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver. Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons has the very latest.
An aide says Governor Murphy is cutting short his Italy vacation and will return to the state later this afternoon. Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver died this week from an undisclosed medical condition. She'd been serving as acting governor while Murphy was away. She was the first black woman to hold statewide elected office in New Jersey, winning the vote alongside Murphy in 2017 and again in 2021. She was a well-known figure in state government and made history in 2010 by becoming the first black woman to lead the state assembly. Murphy will have to name a new lieutenant governor within 45 days. Nancy Lyons, Bloomberg Radio.
Some military veterans are suing to get access to infertility treatments. The lawsuits claim the Defense Department and the Department of Veterans Affairs are making it close to impossible for veterans to get infertility treatments. CBS reports the lawsuits seek to obtain in vitro fertilization coverage for military service members and veterans who don't fit the Veterans Affairs definition of infertility as pertaining to solely married heterosexual couples. Global news 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Amy Morris, and this is Bloomberg, Karen.
All right, Amy, thank you. It is 5:09 on Wall Street. Time now for the Bloomberg Sports Update. Here's John Stashower. John.
Karen, the Big Ten Conference used to have 10 schools. Then they added Penn State, then Nebraska, next to join Rutgers and Maryland. So the conference currently actually has 14 schools. And USC and UCLA are set to join the Big Ten next year. And now the Big Ten is exploring further expansion, talking to Washington and Oregon, since the Pac-12 seems to be on the verge of crumbling with the departures of USC, UCLA, and now Colorado is going to be leaving to rejoin the Big 12. As for Florida State, looking to leave the ACC, upset that its conference is changing its revenue distribution model. Seven current or former athletes at Iowa and Iowa State now facing criminal gambling charges. Who's going to be the new quarterback for the Tampa Bay Bucks? Tom Brady is retired. Baker Mayfield is in and currently the number one, but Kyle Trask, the former Florida Gator, who the Bucks drafted in 2021, is said to be closing in on Mayfield for the starting QB job. Baseball, the Red Sox lost in Seattle 6-3. The Nationals with a walk-off win over Milwaukee 3-2. Brewers are a half game behind Cincinnati in the NL Central. The Reds just lost twice to the Cubs, giving up a total of 36 runs in those two games. Toronto ended a five-game home losing streak with a 4-1 win over Baltimore. The Blue Jays have the lead for the second AL wild card. Giants beat Arizona 4-2. The A's lost to the Dodgers in L.A. 10-1. John Stashower, Bloomberg Sports.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
From coast to coast, from New York to San Francisco, Boston to Washington, D.C., nationwide on SiriusXM, the Bloomberg Business App, and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Daybreak.
Good morning, I'm Nathan Hager. Fitch has downgraded the U.S. credit rating, and it is a move that rippled through markets yesterday and had many commentators shaking their heads, asking why. To get the answer and the thinking behind the move, let's hear from one of the people who made the decision. Richard Francis is co-head of America's Sovereign Ratings at Fitch. He says the downgrade was due to weakening U.S. fiscal metrics and governance. Richard Francis of Fitch sat down with Bloomberg's Shanali Basak to discuss the decision. Let's listen in to that conversation now.
It's worth talking a little bit about the criteria you set out about a year ago, about what it would take to get to a downgrade, because some of the things have changed in terms of the picture. Let's start with the rise in debt to GDP ratio. The significant and sustained rise did not be so significant or sustained. So why is that not factored in here in terms of the decision made more recently?
Well, the debt bubble has been rising quite significantly. If you look at before the great financial crisis in 2007, debt to GDP was at below 60%. Now it's 113%. The 113% is almost three times higher than the AAA median, and it's more than twice as high as the AA median. So you've had a sustained deterioration over the years. Yes, debt to GDP peaked during the pandemic at 120% and has come down. And that's because, you know, inflation and high nominal GDP growth, and also the withdrawal of the stimulus, especially last year. But now we're seeing debt levels starting to rise again, and we do not see them stabilizing. We just see them continuing to rise in the next 3 years and probably more over the medium term. And that 113% is still still 13 percentage points higher than where it was before the pandemic. So you've had quite a deterioration on the fiscal and debt side.
I'd love for you to respond here to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who said that she disagrees with your decision and that it is based on outdated and arbitrary, based on outdated data. I'm sorry. So if it is indeed based on outdated data, do you agree with that? And does that change the way that you look at the picture moving forward?
I understand why she's not happy with the downgrade. That makes sense. I think what she's referring to specifically are governance indicators that we use from the World Bank. They come out once a year. They tend to be a little bit backward looking. We use it because we have that data for every country in the world, and it comes out once a year, and we're able to use it for comparison's sake and not just say it's Fitch coming up with this this underlying governance. So yes, it's a little bit backward looking, but I think more importantly, over the last two decades, you've seen again a deterioration in even these indicators. The United States started kind of at the top of governance, toward the top at 91 percentile, and now it's down to 78 percentile. So again, you've seen a kind of continuous deterioration over the last two decades.
What does this mean for the risk-free rate here? If the idea here is that treasuries are not as risk-free as they had been with a gold standard AAA rating here, what does this mean for broader markets? And do other securities face further risk of downgrade given how much the treasury market had underpinned the financial markets?
You know, I think one of the rating strengths of the U.S., the other key rating strength in addition to the dynamic economy that I mentioned earlier, is the reserve currency status of the United States. It's unparalleled. There's not really much of an alternative. The treasury market's deep and liquid, and this gives the U.S. government tremendous financing flexibility. And I think that is a very key rating factor. And the other thing I would have to mention is, AA+ is the second highest rating we have. It's not a low rating. It's still a very high rating. We're just saying that we do not think that the underlying fiscal story and the governance is compatible with AAA anymore.
This is Bloomberg Daybreak Today, your morning brief on the stories making news from Wall Street to Washington and beyond.
Look for us on your podcast feed at 6 a.m. Eastern each morning on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
You can also listen live each morning starting at 5 a.m. Wall Street time on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, Bloomberg 99.1 in Washington, Bloomberg 1061 in Boston, and Bloomberg 960 in San Francisco.
Our flagship New York station is also available on your Amazon Alexa devices. Just say, "Alexa, play Bloomberg 1130.
Plus, listen coast to coast on the Bloomberg Business app, SiriusXM Channel 119, the iHeartRadio app, and on Bloomberg.com. I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Join us again tomorrow morning for all the news you need to start your day right here on Bloomberg Daybreak.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.